the Jewish peasant's problems with his cows, that they don't give enough milk, or they were turned off to the miracle, supernatural aspect of Chassidus, and they smarted under the accusation of not being Torah scholars in the same rank as the leaders of the Misnagdim. And therefore, this revolution brewed within Chassidus. And the revolution was touched off by one of the Talmidim of the Chose of Lublin. So the Chose's name was Yaakov Yitzchak Horowitz. He had a Talmid, Yaakov Yitzchak Rabinowitz, who was called the Yid HaKadosh, the Holy Jew. That's how he's known in Jewish history, as the Yid HaKadosh. And he broke off from the Chose. He broke off from the Chose while the Chose was still alive. And he went to a town in Poland called Pszczyce or Parszczyce. And he took with him the elite of the elite. He took with him people of tremendous inner worth, geniuses in mind, but people who were not out to make a mass movement. So the revolution against Chassidus was within the Chassidim themselves, and the revolution was to make Chassidus deeper instead of wider, and to have a smaller group instead of a larger audience, and to appeal to the elite rather than to the masses. And that was the philosophy of Pszczyce. When the Yid HaKadosh died, so the group in Pszczyce chose as their leader the Rebbe Rabunim, the famous Rebbe Rabunim. Rabunim is a very interesting, different person. Rabunim was a pharmacist. He lived in Danzig. He was modern. He didn't go in long clothes. And he was a great and holy man. And under Rabunim, this revolution intensified. When Rabunim died, so then the revolution reached its height by the choice of Reb Menachem Mendel of Kotsk, Morgenstern. And it's under the Kotzker that this entire direction of Chassidus changed. The Kotzker is famous for his aphorisms. He's famous for his loyalty to truth, even at the sake of everything else. And the Kotzker could not abide fools, he could not abide liars, he could not abide the ordinary foibles of human beings. The Kotzker used to say that, "I prefer to speak to a Russia who knows that he's a Russia than to a tzaddik who knows that he's a tzaddik." Or and there's one of the famous anecdotes that a famous Rebbe came to see him, and he spoke to the Rebbe for 40 seconds and sent him out. And then after the Rebbe, there came a poor Jewish peasant, and he spent a half hour with him. So they asked him, "Rebbe, how do you, what's the justice in that?" So he said, "The Rebbe that came to talk to me about God, but he meant his own pocket. And the farmer who came to talk to me meant his own pocket and talked about his own pocket." Now that's a hard man to deal with. Such a hard man to deal with that the Hasidic movement wanted to write him off, taking a leaf from the Misnagdim to excommunicate him. There was a famous wedding, the wedding at Ostrila, which two Hasidic Rebbeim married their children together. So over 300 Rebbes came to the wedding.